Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastors Rock and Sharon Edmonds as they minister the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here are Pastors Rock and Sharon.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
He is always good to us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're so glad to have everybody here in service with us
Amen.
Today.
And Amen.
All of you that are watching by Facebook or whatever form of media you're watching us by today. And we just invite you to join in to what God has for today. God always speaks to His people, doesn't He?
Yes.
You know, and when we come together and two or three are gathered together in His name, He's in the midst. So He is in our midst today. Amen.
Yes.
And so we are here to receive what God has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to ask you, if you will, you that are watching or you that are watching by Facebook and you that are here in the sanctuary, if you will please share this message on your Facebook page. Amen. Wanting to get the Word of God out. Amen. Because the days are short. I think we all agree on that, don't
Amen.
We? Amen.
Amen.
So before I turn it over to Pastor this morning, I want to speak a word of confession, a confession of blessing over you today. So just be ready to receive. I declare the Spirit of truth abides in you and teaches you all things. He guides you into all truth. Therefore, I declare you have perfect knowledge of every situation and every circumstance you come up against, for you have the wisdom of God. I declare you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and you lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways you acknowledge Him, and He directs your path. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth you, and you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Amen. We
Amen.
Receive that word
Amen.
Today, don't
Amen.
We?
Amen.
Amen. The wisdom of God.
Amen.
I thank the Lord
Amen.
For that today.
Amen.
Amen. I turn over to Pastor at this time.
The one thing I want to make sure that I say today is y'all had pastor appreciation for us last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we never take that for granted.
No.
I mean, a lot of times That's you right. may think, well, they didn't notice. A lot of times we don't know what to say,
mm-hmm.
but that's true. But yeah. we even in teaching, that's very true. But we just are so appreciative of this
yes.
body, because this body of believers, I mean, there's churches mm-hmm. that are 10 times our size,
mm-hmm.
and wouldn't, I mean, I'm not knocking them. I don't mean it in a,
right.
in a bad way, but they don't do what you do to
mm-hmm.
honor us.
That's right.
And it is very appreciated, and it's very
Mm-hmm.
God, we're so thankful the way y'all treat us and honor us. We really, really appreciate it from our hearts.
Thank Amen. Y'all. Thank Amen. Y'all so much.
And y'all gave us personal notes, and you gave us cheeses, all kind of cheeses. And you gave her cookies and the
My
one,
favorite.
The lamb's cheese. I think it was lamb's cheese. Sheep. What did I get lamb?
Sheep cheese.
Sheep's cheese.
That's hard to say.
Oh my goodness, it's crazy good. I don't get any dividends from the company, but I'm telling you, that cheese is really, really good. Really, really
Let
good.
Let me just say, it did not last to the next day.
Glory to God. And financially, y'all just went over the top.
Amen.
As always,
Amen.
Y'all always.
Mm-hmm.
Thank y'all so much.
Thank y'all.
Okay. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. And Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. I thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people will make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. I thank you, Holy Spirit, to help me to minister. Help us to minister exactly what we should say and the way that we should say it. Help us to flow with you the way we should flow with you. I thank you, Father God, your word will never return void. And we know that this word this day is for this congregation and these people on the media, social media, this day. We know this is the word of the day. This is the word of the Lord for this day. And we just are resting in that as we deliver your word In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to do it in a lot of different translations. Philippians 2 and verse number 5. Let this same attitude, and I thought that was something that, Wanda, the first thing you said was about attitude. And we've been praying all week long, starting Monday, on attitude. It just kept dropping in our spirits. Attitude. Attitude. And I know we're on the right. Let this same attitude and purpose and humble mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility. Now that was in the Amplified Classic, Philippians 2 and 5. So y'all already know what I'm fixing to say next. Basically, we're all born with a selfish attitude. But if we yield and if we mature, our attitude is changed into the image of Jesus Christ, to an attitude of selfless. And the more like Christ we become, the more selfless we become. Now, that same scripture in Philippians 2 and 5 in the New Living says you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Now, that same scripture in Amplified says, have this same attitude in yourselves, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to Him as your example in, here it is, selfless humility. I like that, because that's what the Holy Spirit is making us. He's making us more selfless. We are selfish, but He's making us selfless. He's changing us into the image of Christ, and Christ is a selfless image. It's not all about me, my, mine, but Christ is changing our attitudes. So we need to judge ourselves on attitudes that are not Christ-like. Now, you know, maybe you do and maybe you don't, at the end of the service today, we were having communion. And we want to seal the changes that we're making in our hearts today with this communion service. We feel like that's the leading of the Holy Spirit for today. Luke 18 and verse number 9, and this is in the Common English Bible, Jesus told this parable to certain people who had convinced themselves that they were righteous. Now, I want to pause there for a minute, okay, because I'm going to read it to you in another translation in a second, but I'm going to bring it down to where we're at. You know, righteous, we, you know, that righteous, but what if I just change that word for a minute to the root of that word, right? I am right. You are wrong. That is the whole society we live in today. I'm going to share my opinion because I'm right and you're wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you that I'm right and you're wrong. Hang with me. Okay? They convinced themselves that they were righteous, right, and who looked on everyone else with disgust because nobody else is right like I'm right. I mean, so I have to look at everybody else with disgust because these stupid people don't know what I know. They're not as smart as me. They hadn't had my experiences. I'm brilliant and I know everything. No, we know nothing. When we start thinking that we're right all the time, I guarantee you, fixing to be on the face falling thing. All right, complete Jewish Bible, same set of scriptures, Luke 18, 9 through 11. Okay, also to some who were relying on their own righteousness and looking down on everyone else. He told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed to himself, "Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity. I'm not greedy or dishonest or immoral or, get this, or like this tax collector." He already said, thank you that I'm not greedy, dishonest, or immoral. Or, okay, he's going down. He's condescending to this tax collector. It's below everybody else. Everything, the scum of the earth is this tax collector. So he's condescending. He's looking down on this tax collector. I fast. Now he's going to brag about himself. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes on my entire income. There's a whole little service right there, entire income. there's a lot of people that think, well, you know, I make a lot of money, and I don't think I should give the whole 10% because, you know, my church don't need the whole 10%. They shouldn't have the whole 10%. I need to distribute that myself. I just don't believe in doing the entire income. That's fine, because God can fix it where you only make 10% of what you make now. I just thought I'd take that side journey because I thought it was really good. I pay tithes on my entire income, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even raise his eyes toward heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, sinner that I am. I tell you, this man went down to his home right with God rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. So the Pharisee was condescending. That means having or showing a feeling of patronizing superiority. I know more than you. I'm smarter than you. I'm more educated than you. Showing that they think that they're superior to other people. Condescending. I talk down to you because you wouldn't understand it if I didn't talk down to you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I hate condescending people. I hate being in a conversation with somebody that's condescending. I might be stupid, but you better not act like I'm stupid. Because I'm stupid enough that I might straighten you out and you might not even like it a lot. And then I'll repent and I'll get right back with God because I'll just humble myself before it. Never mind. I'm sorry. If Marilyn Hickey at 93 can say the spirit of the slap comes on her. And she's 93 years old, and she said in her sermon, Pastor Sharon said, she said in her sermon like three times the other day, she said, just want to slap him. It's wonderful when a 93-year-old woman, never mind, I think it's so funny, I laugh about it. Okay, condescending, the opposite of treating somebody with respect, rude, arrogant, or snooty attitude. I wrote it down as snotty attitude, and then I realized I had wrote it wrong. Condescending is an attitude. It is attitude that is not Christ-like, and we need to judge ourselves on any attitudes that are in us that are not like Christ. That's all of us, because every one of us has got attitudes in us that are not like Christ. Every one of us. So we need to repent. We're taking communion today. We need to repent and make adjustments to our attitude. Let the Holy Spirit make those adjustments. Okay? Romans 12 and 3. I know some of y'all have just departed the bus. I need y'all to get back on the bus. Hold on to the things on the bus. We're going around some curves. I get it. But this is good for us all. Amen? This is what the Holy Spirit wants us to hear. Okay, Romans 12 and 3, because He's growing us up into Christ. Romans 12 and 3 in the Passion, this is part of it. God has given me grace to speak a warning about pride. I would ask each of you to be emptied of self-promotion and not create a false image of your importance. Okay, I heard it said before. Here's how you know how important you are. Put your fist in a bucket of water. Now remove it from the bucket of water. What does it do? Does it show the intention that you had in the bucket of water? No, it fills it right back up. That's how important we are. I mean, somebody can step in for us just like that. I mean, God, it's not about us. It's about the Lord. Okay, so pride is an attitude, and it didn't like Christ. Pride points fingers. Pride exalts itself. Pride exalts its own opinion. We need to judge ourselves on pride because it's an open door for the enemy. Pride focuses on the faults and the failures of others. Wow, this is a Jeopardy moment right here. I can sense it. Pride focuses on the faults and the failures of others. Our prideful thinking, we need to repent of it. Judgmental thinking, we need to repent of it. Arrogance is an attitude. Cast it down. High-mindedness is an attitude. Cast it down. High-mindedness says, you know, I'm better than somebody else because I drive this and they just drive that. I drive something brand new and they drive something real old. I tell you, I live in a bigger house. I have PhD behind my name, which means post hole digger, by the way, just so you know. See, some of y'all, you know, you needed that, right? 2 Corinthians 10, y'all come on back. We're having church. Y'all come on back. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5, this is in the New Living. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. We destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ. These attitudes, any attitudes that are in us that are not like Christ, they need to be knocked down. I got two. One was my wife and one was the praise and worship leader. Hallelujah. This is going over like a lead balloon. But you know what? You know, that's all right. That's all right, because this is what God's got for us today. And we're going to grow from it. If we receive it, we'll grow from it. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 in the complete Jewish Bible. Because the weapons we use to wage war are not worldly. On the contrary, they have God's power for demolishing strongholds. We demolish arguments and every arrogance that raises itself against the knowledge of God. We take every thought captive and make it obey the Messiah. Now, I personally want to see people the way God sees them, not through the eyes of judgment. It's hard to do, but we got to let the Holy Spirit do that work in us. Let's say if I were to give you something, and I do it with a pure motive of love, it brings God joy. I believe it would bring you joy, but it would also bring God great joy, and He's pleased with it. But sometimes people, Christian people, are doing things out of, I feel I have to, grudgingly or of necessity, but the Word of God says God loves a cheerful giver, and it's not just in finances, it's in everything that we do. I want to, not I have to. I want to. We've got to get ourselves to the place the I have to attitude is not an attitude that is Christ-like. It needs to be repented of and demolished. It needs to be knocked down. Okay, if you are complaining, or if I'm complaining the whole time that I'm doing something on our jobs, your boss is not going to be pleased. The boss is not thinking, wow, I'm going to favor them. I'm going to give them a raise and promotion. I know they talk behind my back every time my back is turned. And they're constantly complaining and constantly stirring up strife. But I just can't wait to bless them. The boss is not pleased. God is not pleased. Thank you very much. Griping and complaining and whining are not traits that please God. So if we're griping and complaining the whole time that we're doing something for God, it's not pleasing to the Lord. Okay, let's go a little further. Our attitude stinks. Have your attitude ever stunk? Mine has. It has plenty of times. As a pastor, my attitude has stunk many, many, many times. But sometimes y'all's attitude has stunk too. And it's been very obvious. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. When our attitude is wrong, it's saying to God and to others, the things of God are not that important as natural things. Our attitude is not Christ-like. It needs to be repented of and demolished. Okay, now we're going to be taking communion. I know Pastor Sharon's going to teach, and then we're going to take communion. But I want to give you a couple of scriptures. Just hang with me in just another minute, and I'm going to call her up. 1 Corinthians 11:28 and 29. So let each individual, I never had saw this. This is in the Passion Translation. Never saw it. Let each individual first evaluate his own attitude, and only then eat the bread and drink the cup. For continually eating and drinking with a wrong spirit will bring judgment upon yourself by not recognizing the body. In other words, if we've got a wrong attitude in us, which I'm venture to say almost every one of us does, on some area that we need to judge ourselves, and that's why we're going to be taking communion. So we're evaluating our own attitude, not our neighbors, not our spouses, ours. So each of us makes adjustments in our hearts and in our lives for our attitudes to be Christ-like. Pastor Sharon.
Praise God. It's all truth. Sometimes the truth isn't pretty or fuzzy or warm or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it is, like Pastor said, it's to grow all of us up, because we want to walk in a higher level, don't we? We all want to get to a higher level in the Lord. And that is a process of learning. You know, we make mistakes. All of us make mistakes. But then, you know, all we got to do is say, forgive me, God, and go on in God. You know, pick yourself up. It wouldn't even make sense, you know, not to turn to the Lord when we do. When we do, we all make mistakes. So, you know, thank God for His mercy. But walking in a higher level, and I want to begin reading in John chapter 13, verses, I think it's 34, is it 36? Just 34 and 35. And this is the New Living Translation. It says, "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." So the Lord has given us a commandment. He's not just suggesting something. Right. He has given us a commandment to love one another. And then Romans 12 and 10 says, "Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other." He doesn't only want us to love each other. He wants us to honor each other. You know, take delight. You just love to honor your brother and sister. You just love to honor people. And then in Philippians 2 and 3, in the NIV says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself." So we are to love, amen? We're to honor, and we are to value people. We are to value one another. Esteem one another above ourselves. And then in Romans chapter 12 and 10 in the Good News, it says, love one another warmly as Christians, and be eager to show respect for one another. Amen. Be eager. So, you know, we are to love one another. We are to treat one another with honor and value and respect. And, you know, respect everyone, even in their differences, you know. It's easy to love the people that agree with us all the time. It's easy, you know. But then when we are disagreeable with our differences, that's where the sin and the problems come in. And the Lord gave me this scripture yesterday, and I was like, wow, this is really strong, really strong. But you know, it's the Word of God. And so we're growing, aren't we? We're going to a higher level in the Lord. And Proverbs 21 and 24, and this is the Passion, says, "An arrogant man is inflated with pride, nothing but a snooty scoffer. In love with his own opinion, Mr. Mocker is his name." Wow, I don't want to be called Mr. Mocker or Mrs. Mocker, however, you know, male or female, whatever you are. You know, we all like our opinions. But, you know, we've got to humble ourselves, you know, like Pastor's talking about, you know, we can't walk around in pride demanding that you agree with what my opinion is. That's when we cross the line right there. We are not to demand that you believe, that you think the way I think. Amen. We're not to demand anything. But the Word doesn't say only love, only honor, only value, only respect those who agree with my opinion on things. And not saying that you're not to voice your opinion. But, you know, there's a line, a very, very fine line, amen, where we can cross over into sin. But, you know, we're living in that day. We're living in a time where people are very opinionated, and they're very strong about their opinions. And so people get angry. If you don't agree with their opinions, they even get combative about their opinions. You know, agree with me or I'm not going to speak to you. Agree with me or I'm not going to honor you. Agree with me or I'm not going to value you as a person. I'm going to put you down as a person. Well, that is not walking in the love of God. That is not walking in the Christian walk. Amen. We're not walking as Jesus wants us to walk or as he has commanded us to walk. And like I said, this is something we are all growing. Amen. We're all going to a higher level. And I just have to say that if Jim's teachings on Wednesday night on prayer, wow, they have been amazing. And you know, she has gone so deep. The Holy Spirit has given her so much revelation. And she shared with us, you know, the Lord has given her revelations on things in prayer that she didn't even know. She, you know, it's all, you know, just some new thing to her. And isn't it awesome to get into the Word of God and to just get revelations in the Word of God that you've never had before? You know, when we first asked Jim to teach on prayer, you know, she felt inadequate. And we all feel inadequate when we minister the Word of God, believe me. But she didn't think she knew all the things that she should know and that she couldn't share them. But God, each time that she shares on prayer, she gets deeper revelation. And I'm telling you, if you will go back, maybe you think, you know, I can't really pray because, you know, I'm just not where so-and-so is. We have these people in our mind. We think they're so much higher in the spirit realm, but God has called us all to pray. We can all pray. It doesn't matter where we are as a Christian. We can all pray. But if you haven't heard Jim's teachings, I encourage you to get her, listen to her teachings. Go back on Facebook. Pull them up. Pull her teachings up. Get the CDs. You know, just be sure you listen to her her teachings because they are so strong, so powerful.
Amen.
It's opened mine and Pastor's eyes, believe me, to a lot of things. And we have actually come into a greater place in prayer.
That's right.
And praying more and seeing the importance of what our prayers, we can change the direction of our family with prayer. It might look like it's getting worse before it gets better. Keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your focus on the Word. Amen. Don't let your focus go left or right. Just keep your focus on the Lord because prayer is powerful. It is so much more powerful than we realize. We can change. We can, you know, talking about, Jim was bringing out, I don't remember which message it was in, about praying for those in leadership in the country. You know, we are so good at saying what they should do or what they shouldn't do, but have we prayed about it? See, the Word of God says for us to pray for those that are over the nation so that we will live in peace. Well, you know, there's not peace going on in the world right now. So we've got to pray like we've never prayed before. We have got to get serious about praying, amen, and not look at what it looks like, but just look at the Lord. Focus on Him and let Him use you. You think, well, you know, I don't have any talents. I don't have any giftings. I can't do this. I can't do that. But you can pray, and that's the most powerful thing you can do. You are doing a mighty work if you are praying, amen. Intercede for this nation. Intercede for those in leadership and quit talking about them constantly. We know, me, Pastor and I have been guilty. We've had to judge ourselves.
Yes.
We are all guilty of putting more focus on talking about what's wrong instead of praying about it. Amen. So that we can have peace. That's what we, you know, that is what we ultimately want. We want peace. Amen. But it's going to take our prayers, and it's going to take all of our prayers together, not just one or two. But God can use one or two, but just think of the power that if we would all really, really pray like we're supposed to pray, think of the power, think of the things that we can change. We can change history. Amen. Literally, we can change history. And we want the next generation to have it better than what we had it, don't we? Amen. We care about those people. And so Matthew chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. Make sure. Yeah. No, 4 through 5. Excuse me. Matthew 7:1-5. And this is in the Common English Bible. It says, "Don't judge so that you won't be judged. You'll receive the same judgment you give." Wow, that's harsh, isn't it? I mean, that's a harsh reality. Uh-huh. That we will be judged by the same measure that we have judged. Amen? That is a strong word that we really need to get down on the inside of us. So whatever you deal out will be dealt out to you. Uh-huh. Why do you see the splinter that's in your brother's or your sister's eye, but don't notice the log in your own eye? I'm guilty. I'm guilty, amen. I've done it many, many times. And then verses 4 and 5 says, "How can you say to your brother or sister, 'Let me take the splinter out of your eye,' when there's a log in your eye? You deceive yourself. First, take the log out of your eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the splinter out of your brother's or sister's eye." Well, I don't think any of us are perfect, amen? I don't think any of us is robbed. I tell you what, just when I think that I'm doing really good, you know, I've really grown, I'm really up there, you know, me and God are just like this, you know, here we are. And I just go and my mouth just messes it up. I mean, just messes it totally up. So we are growing, you know, and that's what Pastor and I, the Lord had just really put on our hearts. You know, we want to go to a higher level. Yes. God is blessing Oasis Christian Center so much. Amen. We might just have a handful of people, but God has blessed Oasis Christian Center. Right. His hand has been on us. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And we're just going to go farther and farther, higher and higher. Amen. In the Lord. I love, and I just got to say, you know, I'm not sorry to say, but I don't want to brag, but I'm just thankful that we have got such an awesome congregation. Amen. A congregation that loves the truth, that receives the truth. Amen. And wants to go to a higher level. So thankful for that. So Pastor and I, we have been on a journey of examining ourselves. And you know, we might fall here and there. You fall here and there. We all fall here and there, amen. But we have to examine ourselves. Thank God that the Lord checks us. You know, checks us about those areas that we need to examine ourselves in. And so we're about to take communion this morning. And if I can get the ushers to pass out the elements today. And as they're doing that, I want us to just take time this morning and examine ourselves. Examine ourselves in those areas that we fall short in. The areas that we can grow in, that we can come to a higher level in the Lord in. Amen? You know, I talked about, read the scriptures on love. The Lord wants us to love unconditionally. He wants us to respect unconditionally, not just because you agree with my opinion or not, but I love you, I honor you, I respect you, even if you don't agree with my opinion. Amen? Even if. So let's examine ourselves today. Amen. Praise God. If you'll just turn on a little soft music and audio. Praise the Lord. And you that are watching by Facebook, we invite you to take communion with us today. And you don't have to have the elements that, you know, that are the traditional elements. Whatever you've got there in your home, if you've got saltine crackers, use those. If you have to just use water, you can use Coke. You know, you can use tea. Whatever you've got available. It's not the elements themselves, but it is the meaning of the elements that matters. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to a higher level.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.